sensibly is that the...
I just wanted to hear more of Terry Savage. That's what I wanted.
All right. That's not a lot to ask. Nobody bats 1,000. You can't bat 1,000.
Wednesday.
It's impossible to bat 1,000.
I got
to
be honest with you. I'm not into it today.
No?
No.
The bonus hour, Wendy.
I just all day I've been a little off.
What do you think's causing this?
I don't know.
El Nino?
I'm not focused.
Is it El Nino?
That was my grandpa, Nino.
Yeah.
I didn't put the nye
on it. You didn't call him El Nino. You just called him Nino.
Right.
Can I tell you a heartbreaking story?
Oh, God.
Are you in the mood for a heartbreaking story?
I guess.
I saw this on the internet yesterday. This little boy, he's 6 years old, and he has a birthday party. And it's a picture of the table, the giant table, with what looks to be about 14 or 16 place settings and a cake and this little kid, Teddy, and not a single other kid because they all bailed on him. Every single kid bailed on him for his birthday.
I've heard about this story.
I don't know if you've heard about this one. This has happened a couple of times in the last few years, and thanks to the... It probably has been happening since the dawn of time. I'm sure there were cavemen where their little kid would have a birthday party and they'd invite the other cave kids over.
And not one other cave kid came?
Zero.
Because that's...
Zero.
None. I always, even if I was invited, I'm thinking back to grade school.
Yes.
To elementary school. If
yes.
I was invited to a birthday party, even if I didn't like the person as much as I should,
I would still go
and I'd bring a gift.
Right. Because you knew there was cake and ice cream.
No, just because I have compassion for other people.
Yeah.
And honestly, because I'd feel like, what if I had a party and no one
came?
Oh,
yeah.
It's just, that's a really...
Did you have a party, when it was your birthday, did you have a birthday party every year with friends from class?
I don't think I ever had a party.
You didn't have any? Oh, no.
My mom's not here to defend that, but I don't recall
ever having
a party. I think you brought treats to school.
Yeah.
And that was your party.
In the most confusing law of all time, where it's your birthday, but you bring candy to class and hand it out. I don't understand that at all.
It seems like you should be the one.
You the candy,
yeah.
Not you bring them the candy.
Right.
I don't understand that at all. Every year on my birthday, we would have a birthday party, and it was always...
you did.
Well, I'm ambidextrous, Wendy. You're not ambidextrous.
I'm going to kill you.
So, on average, there'd be like 12 or 14 friends that
would come
by. Where
would you have it? At your house?
For the first few years at the house, but then sometimes it was a bowling party or a roller skating party.
Your parents loved you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. They told me that they loved me.
I don't think mine did.
No, my parents loved you. They did.
Actually, I know that to
they did.
Be true.
They love you. All right, so what would happen was my parents would always say, you can invite 10 friends. And I couldn't.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Oh, if I invite him, I got to invite him. And if I invite him, I got to invite him.
And there were 20-some in your class, probably, right?
Our average class at St. Damien was 30 kids, so you usually had 15 boys and 15 girls.
Holy moly.
Never invited girls to the party, because you can't have girls at a party. What, are you kidding me? So I've been told from friends of mine that, now this was not the case at Reese and Kylie's school, but at their kid's school, if you were going to have a party at your house, you
all
had to invite everybody.
Yeah, I stopped the parties very quickly with my kids.
For that reason,
yeah.
Or a different reason?
That reason.
But you understand it, right? It's because what if some kid invites everybody except for one kid?
Then deal with it. Then you have to learn about life. You're not always going to be invited to things.
But wouldn't that be awful that every kid in the class gets invited except one or
two?
You
didn't invite every kid in your class.
I invited the kids that were closest to me, that
right.
were legitimately my friends. I mean,
not
there were
the dorks.
If my parents,
they weren't. I know what you're saying.
A couple of them were dorks. One or two of them were dorks, but they were my friends. But there were, you know.
But you didn't invite everybody, so what about those few boys
right.
that weren't invited? Did you ever think of them?
I did, but.
You didn't think about them
nobody
enough?
Nobody that was close enough to me. You know, there were. You have, like, when you're in school, you have that inner circle of friends.
Yes.
It's like two or three or four deep. Then you have the next layer. Then you have one more layer. You know, so that was like where the layers ended, kind of. You know, there were some kids you just said hello to in the hall. They weren't going to get an invite.
Yeah, but you just said, what if they feel left out?
Well, what if they feel left out in that if you've got a classroom of 25 or 30 kids and split it up, half of them are boys and girls. Now, my daughters, when they would have parties when they were kids, it was boys and girls both coming to the party. I thought that was pretty cool. At all my birthday parties, it was just the boys.
Kids mature a lot quicker. Because my boys had boy and girls, too.
It's better.
Yeah.
It's better. But all right, so let's say...
Did you hear me say boy and girls?
Boy and girls.
Because they invited mostly
all girls.
They
smart
were smart.
Kids. Very smart kids. So if you were just that one or two or three kids out of that whole class that didn't get an invite, that would crush you.
Well, that's why I did it on the sly, because if you sent invitations to school, you had to include the whole kit and caboodle.
The whole class.
And classes are bigger now, and if you're thinking about doing like a Chuck E. Cheese or something,
yeah,
that's a couple hundred dollars.
Yes. Yes.
And I know your kid gets, I did a couple of big birthday parties with my boys, probably till about maybe third grade. And then I would say, pick a couple of your closest friends and I'll take you to a movie or we'll go bowling.
That's fine.
Or something like that.
That's
it wasn't
good.
Like a completely orchestrated party.
Right.
So thankfully they were cool with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the big parties, I would just kind of, I don't know if email was around. Yeah, I think email was.
When your kids were,
of party age. Yeah. So I think I emailed, or I think I actually called and said, I'm having a little party for Michael. I'm having a little party for Dylan.
You didn't send out cards that said, this cowboy's having a powwow, that kind of thing?
I did send invitations, but, you know what? I did it through the mail.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's how I did it, like how normal people do it, not where you bring it to school where everyone had to be included.
I think we brought ours to school.
And invited the whole class?
No.
Well, then you're mean and rude people.
No.
Yes.
It was just anyone that was close enough to me who expected to get an invite got an invite. But then there were kids that were kind of on the fringe that you would just see and you'd be nice to them, but they weren't close enough. You know,
you're playing both sides of the, I don't know what the colloquialism is, both sides of the
birthday party?
Yes, because originally you said you only invited your inner circle and maybe the first fringe.
My parents always said you can invite 10, and it ended up being like 12, 13, or 14, because there were some kids that were too close to say, no, you can't.
But then you're reading about this poor kid, and you said, how could you?
This kid had nobody show up. Zero people. Nobody.
There's got to be something more to this.
You mean, like, was he a biter?
Well, maybe.
Little Teddy handed out invitations to 32 of his classmates to last week's party at a pizza restaurant, but none of the children showed up.
But did they RSVP?
That would be even crueler. What if they said, what time is the party? Yeah, we'll be there. And then they didn't show up. That would be the worst.
See, I honestly am really upset with the parents of the other kids because I would have made my kid go.
Yeah. Well, you would never think that nobody would show up. You would think, well, there might maybe that kid will get a small percentage of people
invited. But not zero.
But not no, but that's awful. This week, the boy's mother, Syl Mazzani, posted a picture to Facebook of Teddy surrounded by pizza and two rows of empty table settings.
Oh, I would have helped him eat the pizza. He
at a restaurant in Tucson, Arizona. The look on the child's face is nothing short of heartbreaking. I don't know if you've seen this picture, Wendy, but it will tear at your heart because you see this kid at what was supposed to be a very festive event with 32 kids, and nobody's there but him. Zero. Mazzani told KSAZ Fox 10 News, she had made 32 goodie bags for Teddy to hand out to classmates, along with invitations to his party. And she even spoke to some of the children's parents who said that their children would come.
Well, then those parents need to be slapped.
Yes.
And I wish she'd give me the address,
yes.
And I will
you
go take
slap
care
the parents,
of it. If they said yes, you make every effort to
sure,
go.
Sure.
Because if everyone said no, or there were only going to be five people, I bet this woman wouldn't have reserved such a big area. It's just rude.
It is. Teddy handed out invitations to 32 classmates for his birthday party. There is a silver lining for Teddy, though. The picture has since caught the attention of two Phoenix sports teams who offered the birthday boy free tickets to celebrate with them at upcoming games. The Phoenix Suns welcomed Teddy and his family to watch Wednesday's NBA match against the Lakers. Is that the game where they had the big fight?
I don't know.
They just had a big
fight. They were fighting over that kid.
Right. I'm not sitting by him. You sit by him. I'm not sitting by him. The Phoenix Rising football team. Boy, what a cool name. Phoenix Rising? That's excellent. Also extended an invitation to join them, and their vice president confirmed that Teddy will, in fact, be at this Friday's game. Teddy's story came after the ninth birthday of a boy from Oregon who was whose party was ruined when none of his friends turned up to his Diary of a Wimpy Kid-themed birthday party.
Oh, I like that thing, too.
Yep. However, it all turned around when Malone Lane received a belated gift from his favorite author, the Wimpy Kid author, Jeff Kinney, who FaceTimed the boy, giving him a personal tour of his office and studio, decked out in Diary of a Wimpy Kid decor.
Okay, that's way worth it to have no one show up at your party if you get that going on.
It is, but then for these kids, when they go back to school, what is the rest of their year like, if not the rest of their school career at the school, where you see all these kids that you thought were your friends, you invited them, some of them confirmed they'll be there, their parents said yes. And even though he got some notoriety, he's all over the internet and he gets to go to Phoenix games. But then every time you see these kids in the hall, it's like, these are the kids that sold me out.
Do you have an aversion to pizza now? Would this kid have an aversion to pizza now?
Oh, because he'd always think about it that one day. Every time he thinks about it.
Because to ruin pizza for someone.
I know. What if the Phoenix Sun said, hey, not only can you come, but all your friends. Oh.
You are so mean.
What if they did that? We'll give you 50 tickets. Make that four. You can have four tickets.
I
feel awful for this kid.
Yeah, but there's something going on. There's something. Why would no one show up, Bill?
Maybe. And this shouldn't matter, but maybe he's just a kid that nobody gets along with in school. You had, let's be honest, there was a couple of kids in your school that people go, oh, look who's coming, this kid. Everybody.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't invite them to your party. I mean,
well,
no, maybe, you wouldn't.
Maybe it was that kid's hope that in having a great birthday party, maybe then all these kids would like him. You don't think so?
No. I mean, I'm just trying to think of maybe some kids who had some emotional issues or...
I'm not even thinking emotional issues. There's a couple of kids that went to your school, and I didn't go to your school, but I'm just guessing, who were just... not pleasant kids, and nobody got along with them. It didn't have anything to do with their emotional status.
Everybody had somebody.
It was really... There were a couple kids in our school that just...
Yeah, but if you knew of those kids, then they knew of those kids. They knew themselves, and they knew, I don't have a lot of friends, so why would you invite the whole class? You wouldn't subject yourself to that, because you'd know that they wouldn't come.
Their school might have had the rule of, if you invite one kid, you got to invite all the kids. If one kid's not showing up to your party, we're going to make it so none of the kids show up to your party. Thanks, school.
Something's going on.
That was nice. We appreciate that. Did you see the picture of this kid's face? You will absolutely melt. Even if I didn't have kids, I've got kids, so this makes the stakes even higher. But if I didn't have kids, if I didn't even like kids and I saw this kid's face, I would just want to hug this kid and go, it's just a bad day. It'll get better. Don't worry.
All right. If no one's at his party, who ate all the pizza? Because there are some pieces missing. Seriously, look.
I think maybe his mom and dad might have had a piece or two. And maybe some scotch.
This kid is so cute.
He's adorable. He's absolutely adorable. But don't you just... I don't know what you can do for this kid. I mean, the sports teams were right in giving him tickets to the games. Good for them. But, I'm nowhere near this kid, but I want to do something for him.
All right, this is going to be really mean of me to say.
Now I'm positive it will be. Because if you have to preface I know it will be. Go ahead, please. Jasmine, make sure the exits are clear.
This has nothing to do with the kid, okay?
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, I already apologize right now. But uh-oh. I just wonder if the mom and the dad didn't pose this or make this up to get free?
Cause, no.
Well, then why?
You wouldn't do that to your kid.
Why would you go?
We want to get free tickets to see Phoenix play, so Bill, let's have a party.
If this happened to your kid, would you call a news station and say, no, I got the most sad story
no,
ever?
No, they didn't call the news station. They put it on their Facebook page. And I don't know why you would even do that.
That's what I mean.
If you have such an awful episode.
Because they wanted to get promotion to get some stuff.
No.
Bill,
I don't
you would humiliate
so.
Your kids if no one showed up. You would put a post on Facebook.
Well, my relationship with Facebook is very different from most people's. Like, I think I've only posted one or two things in the last year or two on Facebook.
I know, you have been very inactive.
I don't put anything on there. But then there are other people who, you know, they'll go, hey, I got this weird rash. What's this? They'll put a picture of it on Facebook. I wouldn't do that.
A weird rash?
Yeah.
I actually have seen that. Does anybody know what this is?
And yeah.
I always post, yeah, go to your doctor.
I'm serious. I've seen a half a dozen of those in the last few months where people go, hey, look at this thing on my elbow. That's not normal. What is that? You know? Or there's people who will put just, you know, their food or just, you know, I found this in a drawer. What is this? You know, that kind of thing. So if people's relationship with Facebook is, I'm going to chronicle everything that happens to me, good and bad, This is a standout. This is a natural.
I think this is a ruse. I think this is a lie.
Just to get free tickets?
Yeah, because...
No.
How do you know that? I don't trust anybody.
Who would do that to their kid?
This is a weird situation going on in the world.
No,
and
no one would do this to their kid.
But why?
You thought
Kimmel's no one
thing
would
with the Halloween
this?
Candy is mean. This is 1,000 times meaner.
I don't understand what you're saying. How is this mean? The fact that they put it on Facebook is mean.
That's kind of mean, but you're suggesting that it was a ruse to get free tickets.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? The kid wanted to go to Disney and somewhere else, Legoland, so the parents said, here, I've got an idea. We'll do that for sure,
yeah.
But let's make this so it looks like no one showed up to your birthday party. It'll go viral. We'll become famous, and maybe we'll get some free stuff. Okay, free stuff.
This kid's face is all over the internet. He could be acting. No way.
I wouldn't do it.
No parent would do it.
Bill, if I had a birthday party and invited the class and no one showed up, I sure as hell wouldn't be putting it on Facebook.
I know, but there.
Because then it's like, oh, look, my son's a loser.
But there are. Right. You and I see it that way. But there are some people that just put everything on social media.
They want to be the victim. They want to have the pity party.
Without a doubt.
I would go to his pity party.
I don't think the mom so much wanted to be a victim as to say, look at how cruel the world can be to a child. Isn't this horrendous? Would anyone else do it? Would anybody do this? But 32 kids did this.
All right, Bill, listen. Heartbroken and disappointed for her son, Mazzini, I don't remember her first name, shared a photo of Teddy sitting alone at the party table to social media. She also sent the shot to KVOA reporter Nick Van Zandt, who shared the image on Facebook. So she contacted them.
News?
Does that change things? I don't believe it.
I think she wanted to get some attention. I don't think she was doing this solely to get free sports tickets.
Well, not free sports tickets, but listen, there are people, go look at GoFundMe pages.
Oh,
there
yeah,
are
I know.
People that will give something
sure.
to anyone who's been slighted in any way.
Right.
So if she goes public with her, no one's showing up at her kid's birthday party, she knows somebody's going to do stuff. Oh, she mentioned it's a Diary of a Wimpy Kid is the theme of the party.
Yeah.
How weird is it that the guy who does Diary of a Wimpy Kid contacted her?
I think it's possible that she was looking for some sort of compensation for the kid he was so disappointed that if somebody of note sees this and goes, all right, maybe your friend sold you out, but I'm a local sports star, or I'm a
no
movie star.
No one showed. That's weird. No one showed. That's unheard of.
It's not just weird. It's
fabricated.
No.
Is this just a normal person?
It's a little kid who had a birthday party, invited how
32
many
kids, and not
no
a single
one
showed up.
So the mom took a
what,
picture.
What, you don't believe that? I believe it.
I don't believe. Well, the mom contacted. She put a picture of her son sitting at the empty table with all the plates and some eaten pizza. And then she put it on social media, the mom, and then also sent it to a KVOA reporter who shared the image. And now they've got Phoenix Suns tickets.
Yeah.
Is this brand new? Because this has happened before.
It has happened before.
Right, or I'm just wondering if this is an older case.
This one just happened this week.
Okay, yeah, I've seen this before on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean...
You know,
but really, you're going to go through all that trouble and go to a whatever Chuck E. Cheese and order the pizza and get everything and then say...
You know who came through last time this happened? The kid had like a Marvel superheroes party, like an Avengers party, and the kid showed up. And some of the actors from the Avengers heard about the story, and they called the kid.
See, this is how I finally get to meet Oprah. I'm going to say that I had a party, and no one showed, and it was an Oprah-themed party.
And then she'll reach out to me. Because I think someone else doing it is more believable. In other words, I'll say, oh, gosh, poor Wendy. Oprah, my poor friend Wendy, you had a party for you, and you didn't come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're right. I would never, as a mother, do that.
No, because how humiliating. I know social media, you feel bad, but the last thing you would do is put this on social media where everyone would see your loser son had no one come.
Right. And you know, as you know, I have a daughter who's mentally disabled.
Yeah.
When she was little, I made sure that didn't happen by like inviting her cousins who I knew, whose parents I knew would make them come.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I didn't care. But yeah, I made
Someone was there.
Right. So, and I'm not saying that's the same thing. That could just, you know, I believe it could happen. Believe me.
No.
Having a mentally disabled daughter.
Yeah.
It's been painful my whole life for me. Not so much for her.
Because kids in her age group would have parties and she wouldn't get invited.
Yes, but the parents should say something like, if you're invited to this party, you know what? You said you're going, you're going. I would make my kid go.
Absolutely, but...
How could 32 moms not suggest...
Isn't that awful?
See, that's why I think this is fabricated.
Well... then I'll tell you another little story real quick.
Sure.
My youngest son, who's Mr. Popular, he had a huge party one time. I had a huge party for him one time. And he basically invited almost everyone but this one kid. And I said no. And I knew the mom.
Invite the kid.
And I said, he was the biggest brat.
Yeah.
So disrespectful.
Yeah.
To the adult. I couldn't believe, and Luke's like,
That's why.
See, Mom?
Yeah,
and
but
I
don't
got
you
it.
Feel better
I do.
Inviting
I
him?
I feel better, and it was kind of a little bit of a pain, because it was a
handful.
And now I know why no one wanted him at their party. So, yes, you're right. I'm
but
glad
then
I
feel
it.
Sorry for that kid who never gets invited. No wonder he's a jerk.
But you know what, had the mom, and I really liked the mom, and had she said to me that, I would have definitely invited him. If she, you know what I mean? I think there are kind people out there who, you pull them aside and you say, my kid's got a behavior problem.
Right.
But could you just invite him? I'll pick him up after, you know, whatever.
Even he can only go for an hour. I'll pick him up early, but just so he goes.
But come on, we're all parents. We know how blind parents are.
Oh, sure.
It shocks me.
Yeah.
And how easily they forget.
Yep. Yep. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break.
Gotta be nice to people.
Be nice to people.
Kindness matters.
Oh.
Says it right on my check.
I'm gonna write. Oh, it's already on the check?
Yeah,
could you write me a check so I can have that?
Don't even steal it because it's mine.
Kindness matters. It says it right on Judy's checks. We'll take a break, get you some news, and then more show. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.
We were talking about the little kid birthday party where no one showed up for Teddy.
Yes.
And someone texted in, why is the blame on the kid? It could be that the parents are the losers and the other parents are shunning them.
Ooh,
therefore, the kid loses.
Yeah. It's
good
probably
point.
As much on them as
I've
it is on
I've been shunned
the kid.
Before.
You have?
As a parent.
Oh.
No, I just think just be nice to people. Really put yourself in the other kid's position and say, you know what, Billy, you're going. So, Billy, I'm going to drop
you
off at a party.
Billy? I'll go to a kid's party. I'm fine.
Woo!
Thank you, Judy.
I'm just swimming.
Are you doing the swim dance? Was that called the swim? Was that the name of that dance?
I think so.
Yeah.
Way down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that
That's
sounds
it.
Good?
Something.
Yeah. Did you see that police in England are looking for a robbery suspect who looks exactly like Ross Geller from Friends?
What?
There's a picture of this guy, this thief. They caught him on closed circuit camera, and he is an absolute dead ringer for Ross from Friends. I mean, you couldn't look more like a guy than this guy does. It says Friends fans are flooding British police with jokey comments after officers released a CCTV image of a robbery suspect who bears a striking resemblance to the U.S. sitcom character Ross Geller. It has not been his day, his month, or even his year, one user joked on social media.
Or even his year.
Referencing
that's so
the
funny.
Show's theme song after a Facebook post by Blackpool Police went viral. Here's an even better one, Wendy. I heard his getaway driver was stuck in second gear. That's good stuff.
I like this writer.
That's good stuff. No, that was a different person.
Oh, okay.
Put that.
I'm sorry.
The flood of comments even prompted the police to confirm that David Schwimmer, the actor who played Ross on the sitcom, was not under suspicion. He looked. Are you looking? Can you see the picture? Are you able to find the picture? It looks so much like him. Thank you to everybody
What's
for your speedy
name?
Responses. Ross Geller?
No, the guy I'm looking up.
The
I know
bandit?
Who Ross Geller is.
They're just saying he's, they don't say the name of the guy.
We'll type
you don't
in
know
David
who the guy
Schwimmer,
is.
Robbery suspect.
Robbery suspect. Thank
London.
You to everybody for your speedy responses. We have investigated this matter thoroughly and have confirmed that David Schwimmer was in America on this date. So we're sorry that it has to be this way.
Officer. Oh, my goodness.
It's him.
That
it's
looks
him.
Exactly
that
like him.
Him.
He flew to London and he robbed what?
It doesn't say
Artifacts from a museum?
Was it a museum?
I don't know. That's what he did in
French,
right?
Right. It doesn't say what he robbed.
Looks like a convenience store.
Yeah?
It looks like he's got a case of beer.
And monkey food.
For Marcel?
For Marcel the monkey.
He stole a jacket, wallet, and mobile phone from a restaurant.
Yeah.
And the image is of the suspect buying beer from a shop. What did I tell you?
Oh, it
beer.
Was. It was beer.
But he bought that.
Yeah.
That's totally Schwimmer.
There are rumors that he had accomplices, a user
Joey
said.
And
yeah.
And,
Chandler. Yeah. Yeah, they all helped out. After the episode, which one user dubbed, this is funny, they're calling this robbery the one where Ross became a thief. You know how on Friends every episode was the one with the guy with the overbite or the one with the... Yeah, so this whole police event is called the one where Ross became a thief. Took another twist when a police force in Scotland joined in on the joke. If you see him, keep away, policeman wrote on Facebook. He is known to have studied karate, and we believe he has mastered the art of unagi, the state of total awareness.
That's using your unagi.
Is that from an episode?
No, I don't know.
What is that from? It's got to be, right? He must have had an episode or two where he did that. I'm sorry. It references it here. This was a nod to the episode where Ross claims to be a self-defense expert. Boy, in Scotland, they're very subtle with their humor because I didn't get that. I've seen every episode of Friends, I thought. I didn't see that
one. I thought
one.
I did, too, and I don't remember that.
The original post generated more than 100,000 comments and has been shared more than 65,000 times. Some users urged police to take the case more seriously, noting that a real crime has been committed. But Ross remained the person of interest for most commenters, who were eager to assist the police with clues from several episodes of Friends. Some suggested they would find evidence by watching an episode in which Ross justifies stealing amenities from a hotel. The batteries from the remote are a no-no. A crate of cans from the shop is a yes, one person wrote, paraphrasing the character. Boy, they're going very inside with the Friends joke.
Totally.
So all we know at this time is it is not actually Ross Geller, but it is a guy who looks incredibly like Ross Geller.
He looks so much like him.
It's amazing, right? By the way, Schwimmer is now a regular on Will and Grace, and he's really good. I mean, I shouldn't be shocked he was good. He was really good on Friends, but he's playing a character that's just Ross-like enough, but just different enough where you don't go, oh, he's playing the same guy.
Isn't he on American Horror Story?
No, Schwimmer? Is he?
Am I thinking of someone else that looks like him?
No,
it is someone.
It's
yes.
This burglar from London.
Yeah, no, it's another actor. I always get mixed
Who
up
is
with
it?
Him.
That
Dylan
like
McDermott or Dermot Mulroney.
I don't know. But he's been in almost every single episode of this year's
American
Horror Story. Well, every season there's a new one, but they use the same characters. You know, that's their whole thing. So he's been in almost every one.
I wonder who it is.
I gotta look it up because I just.
But he looks
it
just
night.
Like Ross.
Every time I see him, I think it's Ross, and it never is. I think it's. David.
Oh, Judy, you're talking about the doctor.
Yes,
the psychiatrist. He does look like him.
I think it's him, and then I'm like,
Evan Peters.
Oh, I know
Dylan McDermott.
Peter.
Is Dylan McDermott is on it.
Yeah?
Isn't that who you just said, Bill?
I said it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I said
don't they look alike?
They have dark hair.
Yeah, they both have dark hair.
Do you remember the first time you saw David Schwimmer on TV? Because I do.
Not in Friends? In something other than Friends?
Something other than Friends. I'll just never forget this.
What was he?
It was NYPD Blue, and his name was 4B. He lived in an apartment, and he was... Sipowicz was dealing with him for something, and they called him 4B.
Was he a bad guy or a good guy?
I think something obviously
happened to him.
He was a suspect.
Until he was cleared.
Was this when he was still a Chicago resident?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah, because look at Dennis Franz, and wasn't there someone else that was Chicago related?
On NYPD Blue?
I guess not. David Caruso.
I think just Dennis Franz. I think.
Yeah, I think
you're
right.
To remember back.
I loved that show.
It wasn't Ricky Schroeder.
Oh, that's... I forgot that he joined the...
Ricky Schroeder was in there.
After David Caruso went away.
Yeah.
That
Jimmy
was a great
Smits
show.
Was
yeah.
on it. Kim Delaney.
Yeah.
No, I think the only Chicagoan, I think, was Franz. I think.
But don't you love the way he whips out every name of cast members just to show that he's on top of things?
I know. And I couldn't even identify David Schwimmer. I think he's whatever the other guy's
Dermot
name is.
Mulroney.
But why,
Dermot.
When they started...
Dylan McDermott.
Right. Dylan. When they started Friends, Schwimmer, they thought, was the marquee player. Why? What did David Schwimmer do prior to Friends that would make the producers say,
NYPD
that's
Blue.
The big
okay,
that episode?
Now, having said that, it really bothers me every time I understand that who is the main character is not, it's Joey.
Well, no.
Which I don't get. I haven't watched every Friends.
No,
but
I don't think Joey was. I think they split it up fairly evenly, don't
but
you?
But I thought I've always heard that he was, and if you, his name is first always. He's identified first, which I always...
You mean in the credits?
Yeah, which when they're going, when it starts.
No, Courtney Cox was first, wasn't she?
Well,
who was?
First male, I guess.
I think they did it alphabetically, I think. Didn't they?
Schwimmer's best role?
Schwimmer's best role would be in the movie about the guys who invented breast implants.
What?
There's a movie that he was in.
A, how do you know that, too? Did you see it?
Okay, he was in O.J., right?
Right, that's
okay,
what, he was yeah. Robert Kardashian. Yeah. That was his
right.
Actually, I thought he was really good in that. I didn't even watch every episode of
he
that.
He was really good.
He was...
Here's where he got
his
start.
He's in a movie called Breast Men, where it's a made-for-TV movie about the guys who invented breast implants.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Here's where we know David Schwimmer from. He was on The Wonder Years. That was his first.
He was.
Schwimmer was featured
in a
four-episode arc.
That's it.
Yeah.
As the motorcycle-riding boyfriend and future husband of Kevin's older sister, Karen.
Wow. Totally forgot about that.
He waited outside in the rain for her all night.
Yes. You're making me tear up.
I just saw that episode.
That show makes me cry every time.
I love that show.
That and the Goldbergs. It's goofy.
That makes you cry?
Bill, the Goldbergs.
Why do you cry?
Because the Goldbergs is funny as hell.
Right.
And then at the very end, there's always some warm thing where Bev, the boys call her Smother because that's what she does. She's their mother, but she smothers them. And there's always some like sweet little reveal at the end.
Like a little
life
lesson.
That's exactly like Wonder Years did that too.
Yeah, and I think the Goldbergs is kind of silly. Years is so serious.
Very
that
touching.
I cried in the middle. I only cry at the end of the Goldbergs. The Wonder Years always moved me in such a way that Dan Loria being the dad who loved his family but really couldn't care less about being involved in it.
He just seemed like he had been through the ringer.
Yes.
Right?
And the mom just trying to really bring it all
together. And and the whole Vietnam overtone.
Yeah.
You know, it was so, so good.
Well, after The Wonder Years, Schwimmer was on from 91 to 92. Then we saw him in a four-episode arc of NYPD Blue in 1993.
What, are you obsessed with him, Wendy?
Not obsessed. Why? Because Wendy had his face painted on the front of her Camaro? That
well,
doesn't
that,
mean she's
that tattoo she showed
obsessed.
Me on her ankle.
Oh, the Schwimmer
looks
tattoo?
Very much like
it's always been there.
Schwimmer played Josh Goldstein, nicknamed 4B for his apartment number, a high-strung lawyer who lived in the same building as David Caruso, Detective Kelly.
Oh.
He began a side career as a gun-toting vigilante after being mugged in the laundry room. That's what it was. I totally remember that. And he was killed trying to stop a subway robbery.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Oh.
Then he was in Monty.
Oh, yeah, with Henry Winkler.
Schwimmer played the son of the Rush Limbaugh-like host Henry Winkler.
Right.
That was 1994.
That must have been right before Friends. Because he must have had some buzz from that, and that's why the producers of Friends, David Crane, that's why they thought, oh, yeah, that's our star right there, Schwimmer.
All right, well then, Curb Your Enthusiasm. In 2004, Schwimmer replacing Ben Stiller was Leo Bloom to Larry Davis.
But he was already, that was post-Friends.
Yeah, I'm not doing, these are his best roles.
Oh.
And then 30 Rock. He made a special guest appearance playing a struggling actor who was cynically tapped by Jack Donaghy to play Greenzo, a costumed environmental do-gooder. I remember that. Who would be promoted as the pro-green mascot of NBC.
I'm trying to remember what movie they were shooting in town when you and I were doing mornings at Q101. They were shooting a movie we did the shows from the Merchandise Mart. So they were shooting a movie downstairs and across the street, and you sent me down, and I spent like a whole day trying to get him and Jason Lee to talk to me. Do you remember that? I don't remember what the movie was. It was some Chicago-centric movie.
I love Jason Lee. My name is Earl.
Yeah. He was real nice to me, but Schwimmer...
Kissing a Fool?
Yeah.
1998,
yes.
Although that's when it came out, so probably if they were filming
it. They made it the year or two before.
David Schwimmer, Jason Lee. Kissing a Fool.
That was it. Yeah, so Jason Lee kept coming by and talking a little bit, but Schwimmer saw that I had a microphone, so he just, you know, stayed away.
I've heard that about him because he's from here, so it's like, you know, people must follow him, and especially after the Friends thing.
Does he live here now?
No. I know.
No. Although he still comes back and does stuff. He founded a theater company here, so he still comes back and does stuff with the theater company from time to time.
So I think he should be very open to people when he's in Chicago.
I've heard
he doesn't have to do that when he's anywhere else, but in his hometown, he should be.
I've heard from people who know him that he's very standoffish, very not necessarily shy, but doesn't come to the forefront.
Yeah.
Doesn't like
I
to
kind
be.
I always often think of him as a stage performer. Was he?
Yeah, he did a bunch of plays.
Yeah,
he did a bunch of plays.
But 4B is what I remember him for.
Yeah.
In fact, he's going to do a one man show called 4B, where he's
I would see that.
Where he dies at the end. That would be perfect.
I hope he doesn't, Jude.
He just talks to us behind the door, and all you see is 4B.
Yeah. Right.
That's the whole show. It's only 17 minutes, but it's fantastic.
That's all right. I liked how mopey he was on Friends.
Well,
If you had to find a character in TV history that was more
that
mopey.
That is the most perfect word for him, because, yeah, just because
he was always.
Right,
yeah.
He wanted Jennifer Aniston, and
but he was. I was always like, "Boo hoo, Ross!"
But his wife, you know, he married and had a kid, and then
four
she was a lesbian. So that's something he didn't expect or plan
for.
You mean
on Friends?
Yeah,
he was married four times.
I didn't watch the end of it.
Friends?
I guess four times.
Yeah.
To who? I was going to say Susan,
but married
that's
a
George
British
Costanza.
Girl. He married an African American girl. He married the girl who ended up being a lesbian. He married Rachel. That's four.
He married Rachel?
Yeah.
Was that like the last episode?
In the last season, yeah.
How come I can't remember anything?
You don't remember any of those? You don't remember the British girl? I think her name was Emily, I think.
Yeah, she was first.
Yeah, yeah.
She was the first one, right?
And
the
first one was the girl who found out later she was a lesbian.
Oh,
that was the one when the show started. When Friends first started,
the first few episodes
they were separated and splitting up.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, since he worked at the museum, and what was he
He was a paleontologist.
Yes.
Right.
So he wasn't.
Are we doing Friends trivia?
Yeah.
He wasn't really dorky. He was more
mopey.
Morose. He was morose.
Do you want your paleontologist to be that mopey?
No, he can be a dork and geeky, but he can't be mopey because he's a paleontologist, and girls will go for that.
That was the character's original name.
Paley?
Mopey. Yeah. Mopey Taylor.
Hi, I'm Mopey. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Paul.
Hey. He was always such a sad sack.
Yeah.
Even when things were good, he was...
Yeah, exactly. Now that you mentioned, I hate him.
Oh, Jude. Come on. What if he was having a birthday party and his mom invited
32? No, but I never liked
32?
His character always bothered me because of that. Yeah, it was just because he was always bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, was there one you identified with more than the others?
You know, like, I love Chandler, of course.
Yeah, me too.
Funny.
Me too.
And
I did not like Phoebe at all.
No?
I never liked Phoebe. Mm. I thought she could. They could have done without her.
Oh.
Yeah, I just
What did she add to the show? Absolutely nothing.
But she was more kind of beatnik-like. Like they needed a more... Well,
yeah, you're right. It didn't fit.
I didn't need her.
Who should they have gotten
instead? You know what it was? She wasn't strong. Everyone else had a really strong presence and personality on that show. Everyone.
Yeah.
Except her.
There was a moment where she got to sing Smelly Cat with Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, and that was a big thing. But even that was not a big thing. You know what I mean? It was a big part written in, and I'm watching it going, they wasted Chrissy Hynde.
Mm. Right. And it's funny because I don't remember hardly any episode. Well, I didn't watch all of them, like I said, but where it centered around her.
Oh, sometimes.
Rarely, though, right? Because it was boring.
Her twin.
Yeah, Ursula.
Or she was pregnant, right?
Or the pregnancy story, because she carried her brother's kids.
I mean, she had two out there.
She had good lines, and I don't know.
Not really.
I feel like it was what she brought to the character, and it wasn't enough.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to say something that I'm going to regret. That she wasn't as believable as the rest of them. Although, when I think about it, none of them were believable.
No.
Because how could they be that attractive and that wealthy? What did they do for work, really?
We enjoyed them. That's what it was. We wanted to be them, but we didn't want to be Phoebe.
Right.
She was,
all right.
Even Ross to a certain point.
All right.
Some days Phoebe should have hooked up and got a spinoff.
Phoebe's the only friend.
He could have been mopey and she could have been dopey. Mopey and dopey.
She is the only one who's...
She's the only friend that didn't sleep with another friend.
I thought she slept with Joey.
No. Mm-mm.
All the other friends have friends?
Yeah.
Oh, there's only six of them, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
but, some are brother and sister,
so
you didn't need that.
No one slept with Joey, right?
No, Rachel did.
Rachel did.
I didn't watch enough episodes. And you know what? I'm really happy about that right now.
Yeah. I think Marcel did, too.
Marcel did in one episode. All right, we'll take a quick break. Cleanse our palates because we need that. And then we'll say goodbye. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, Bill.
That's it.
Time.
It's over.
It's all she wrote.
We gave and gave and gave, and now there's nothing left to give. The cupboard is empty. Young Mother Hubbard. thanks, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Tomorrow should be another good show. The Thursday edition of Bill and Wendy. Join us on the regular show from 10 to noon. And then stick around for the bonus hour. That's this. That happens from 12 to 1. That's all. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.